The Shadow Federal Treasurer, Chris Bowen, was in Indonesia last week. This is a very big issue, delivering a speech at the Paramadina University in Jakarta. Now, as you know, Labor has lost a lot of, well, has a lot of ground to make up. I was going to say lost a lot of ground, but it's got a lot of ground to make up with Indonesia after we cancelled under Gillard, listening to the ABC, live cattle exports to India, to Indonesia for a month in 2011. So Chris Bowen, who does speak Indonesian, may be the person to make up some lost ground. He told his audience last week that trade between Australia and Indonesia was scandalously low. He said Australia should set a target of, quote, Indonesia being among our top 10 trading partners within 5 years. He called for a greater emphasis on APEC and ASEAN free trade agreements and all that sort of stuff. He didn't say much about Australia's live exports with Indonesia. And given Labor's history and the ridiculous knee-jerk reaction of the Gillard government to live cattle exports, he may well have been too embarrassed to raise the subject. But the fact is, the live cattle export industry is currently in turmoil. Don't expect anyone in Canberra to raise these issues. They'll talk about something else. Because Indonesia, in the last couple of weeks, announced a plan stipulating that one in every six cattle imported by Indonesia from Australia must be for breeding purposes rather than slaughter. That is, they want to build their own cattle herd and make themselves more independent than otherwise would be the case in relation to meat supply. However, this new breeding rule would put Indonesian importers out of business. They only have facilities to maintain cattle for 4 months, not the 14 months required under the breeding program. The cow comes in, she's been impregnated, fertilised, and then wait for the calf to be born. That takes months. Now, not only is Indonesia shooting itself in the foot, Indonesian importers, but it's shooting, of course, the Australian live export industry in the foot as well, in a bid by Indonesia to increase its beef self-sufficiency. Now, reversing this should be a top priority for the Trade Minister Chobo and the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, but you can't get a sentence from either of them on this issue. But if the Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen can help, then he should be asked by the government to help.